I feel like it's the first time I've ever heard the theme song. You know what I mean? I haven't heard that in forever, Andy. You know what I mean?
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I just. I think Kevin plays it on mute usually. Is that the problem? Is that the
no, yeah, I think he usually plays it. No.
That's not true. Huh. That's not true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I hear
you guys are playing some kind of, this is some kind of shenanigans trick on me, and I don't like it one bit.
I don't know why Mike is shaking his head. No, he's not here. You're like,
I'm shaking my head like, you know, he knows that he plays the intro every time, Andy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, can we call out Greg right now? Can we all come together? You know, Greg Miller wearing a child's Halloween sweatshirt to work right now. Like, Greg, come on. Come on, bro. You can't be walking around with a pumpkin sweatshirt like that.
First
right
off,
now.
I'm the king of Halloween. Secondly, it's not a child's sweatshirt. It's a family sweatshirt, all right? We all have the same matching pajamas for Halloween, I'll have you know. And
why
it's
does
October.
It look so strange on Greg? I feel like it looks,
yeah, it looks
something
it looks
doesn't look right
it
about it. It just looks like an oversized child.
It looks like your babysitter lost you out in the open.
It looks like I'd be standing on the sidewalk and like in like one of those tin foil like jackets and my house is on fire. You know what I mean? Like, I got rushed outside. I'm in my Target PJs.
I was celebrating Halloween.
I don't know what went wrong, officer. Everything was fine. Then the fire started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the Texas Treat. Hispanic Heat. Hispanic Heartthrob, Texas Treat, Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the Globetrotting Headshot and Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Hey, everybody. I'm the reason we're late today, sorry.
Andy, you're going to look at a straight face and tell me that's the fucking theme song. That's how we've been using that theme song this whole over. Like, I remember that theme song. You know what I mean? Like, I remember it for sure. I just feel like we had one since then.
No,
you all heard the same thing I heard. Like,
it's clear that
you listen to every week.
It's clear that your memory isn't quite there, because if you remember, we did one of the games cast one time and I didn't have the intro. And I was like, don't worry, I'll sing it. And Greg goes, Greg sings the Kind of Funny Games cast intro for like 4 years ago, maybe. The really long one. Like, Greg, that hasn't been the theme song for over 3 or 4 years. So I don't know if you're the best person to ask whether that's been the theme song for the Kind of Funny Podcast.
It's just one of those things where when the content's as good as the content is, you forget, you know, the appetizer there at the front. Not even the appetizer, that's the ding of the bell. You know when you walk into a restaurant, it's got the bell on the door? That's the ding of the bell, right? You're so far gone by the time you get through dessert, you're not thinking about what the bell sounded like when you came in, all right?
I'm so tired, man.
I'm exhausted. It's Monday. Can you fucking believe it? Jesus.
What restaurants are you going to where they still ring the bell?
I don't even think restaurants do that. That's like a store.
Can you imagine
thing.
Going to McDonald's, you order a McDouble, and like as they're bringing it out, they like just ring ding. A quick bell.
No, not like that, Bus. Not like that. Like when you open the door to the restaurant and like the bell jingles on the door.
To let them know.
Not to, yeah. Hey, fat ass, ring a ding ding. Food's ready. Come get it. Yeah, come eat out of the trough, piggy. No, not that. Even though, did anybody, you know, I had an idyllic DuPage County raised out there in the burbs, you know, Chicago. I had friends whose parents did install like a big old bell, so like when they were like ready for dinner or whatever, they could go out and ring the bell and those kids would hear it wherever they were in the neighborhood and come home. Is that a common occurrence? Master of Pipes, no Mike. Mike, you didn't have that growing up?
Unfortunately, Greg, the last restaurant I ran, one of the owners wanted to put a bell out in front and we had to ring it every single day at noon. And it was awkward, you know, to see people like cattle slowly come into the restaurant knowing that they can eat now. I didn't like it. I didn't like
was
it.
That, no, were they the already know meeting? That it was open?
Yeah.
Like you're reading the bell, let people know. So how small is this town where everybody can hear this bell?
People came out like zombies, blessing out of the woodwork. It was crazy.
But you, I appreciate that of like, hey, would he ring it every day, regardless of how every many day. People were in the parking lot?
Correct.
Hmm.
Fucking, and it was one of those, it was a triangle. It wasn't a
bell. Oh, sure.
It's
got to be the triangle.
Oh.
Banging that. You know what I mean?
Did it have like a Western theme? Because that seems very much like Oklahoma. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It was next to a smoker. So yeah, like I guess it was like barbecue Western.
That tracks. See, right there, I knew what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. That's why he does it. Because I could be out there, I'm carrying little Ben. I'm like, man, Jim, what do you want? And I hear the bell, I'm like, barbecue. I would just know. I would just smell the smoke. I'd float in like a cartoon character. You know what I'm saying over here?
Those are the special locations where you have like when people go get barbecue at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, and they wait in line all day, all morning for that special Austin, Texas barbecue. But the problem with it is like it's so hard to settle down and eat because you're gonna smell like that all day. Like you gotta get home and shower immediately because people are gonna know where you were, you know, like there's no leaving that place without that scent just seeped into your pores, you know what I mean? You're gonna be smelling that on yourself the rest of the week. Pheromones. At minimum, you know.
It's like working at Krispy Kreme. You smell like Krispy Kreme donuts for the rest of your life.
I haven't been there in a while.
The rest of your life.
I went there for lunch today. It was delicious. But,
dude, I almost went there for breakfast today. I like on my way to Starbucks. I was like, "Fuck! I've been meaning to go to Krispy Kreme. I'm not yet done it." But yeah, I want to go to Krispy Kreme soon.
Well, bless you, me and Mike. Bless are gonna have dinner tonight.
We're gonna ring the bell, Greg. We're gonna ring the bell.
All right. Hold on. I'm so excited about this.
The final person, of course, is Forbes 30 Under 30, aka the future class of gaming, aka the OK Beast. Blessing Eddie Oye Jr.
Dope. I showed up to this podcast and Greg, I couldn't find the doc. Is there a runner show that I can open?
I mean, there is. I don't know if it'll help you. Like, I know you've come from the buttoned up youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, but here on youtube.com/kindoffunny, we say grab your ass and kiss the glass because it's just happening out here.
Kiss the glass, buzzing. Kiss it.
I don't know what that means.
Kiss the glass, man.
I've never heard that. Is that a saying?
We're gone. Anything that was good,
you say that?
That was good.
Oh, Greg actually sent me a doc. Holy shit. I wasn't expecting this. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Will we get to any of the 90 questions that I continuously pile on this document? Nobody knows, because I do want to hear about what's happening here. All right? Were you going somewhere with the doc thing, or are you going to make fun of me? What are you going to do, Buzz? What was your plan?
I was just curious if there was a run of show, and my mind is blown right now that there is a legitimate doc that has the rigmarole on there, the housekeeping's on there, there's a thing for ads, and then yeah, there's like a million questions on it. How many pages is this?
I don't know
there's
if I've ever seen
32 pages
doc.
Here.
I don't know if I've ever seen this
doc. The doc. You
32
the
pages
doc.
Of audience questions on this document.
That's where your Patreon dollars are going, everybody.
here's the next one for you, Blaz. There you go. That's the folder that has every kind of funny podcast in it.
No way. What?
He does that.
It's all there for
Wait,
you.
There's a doc for every single episode of the show. And does the doc get used?
I mean, sometimes.
No.
It's one of those, like, here's what
I listen to this podcast.
When I'm thinking of the kind of funny podcast, I'm thinking of freewheeling anarchy, all right? And so if I have to sit here and be a pencil pusher and look at the doc and, like, actually keep us on track, be like, well, Nick, over here it says, what favorite color toenail do you have? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the show we want. We want a show where I'm sure, I am positive you all changed the theme song and you're trying to trick me. That's content we're on right now, all right?
Do you think that we're trying to gaslight you?
It might be the delirium as we get ready for the studio launch and how much stuff's happening and how much there is to do. But it legitimately is one of those, I'm sure we've all had this to some extent, maybe not the exact example I'm about to give. But I remember in college once, or maybe high school, typing some long essay and I typed the and I looked at it for like 45 seconds of like, did I just misspell the, or is that has the always been spelled T-H-E? You know, like I'm just, something's happened where I've been rocked just a little bit on my axis here to where the song sounds, I know the song, but I feel like I haven't heard that version of the song in quite some time.
Oh.
Now see, that one sounded normal.
It was the same one. I'm pretty sure that was the same one. Also, Greg, you're leaving some gold on the table here with some of the questions on this doc. Because, like, I'm looking here. Cozy Bear writes in and says, what's the best eating experience you've ever had? You're telling me that's not a whole episode right there?
I'm not. No. No. The questions are great. They're on there. And you'd be surprised. You can, blessing, what? Here's your homework.
Whatever.
You're allowed to go through every one of the kind of funny documents I just sent you, the dozens and dozens of them. And you can see where I've highlighted stuff where I'm like, I'm prepped for that to be it. But we get here and Andy's like, yo, I got a story. And then 35 minutes later, we are into his beans and we're looking at all this other, you know what I mean? Like things happen.
Look at that.
Kind of, again, maybe you're not familiar with the storied catchphrase, grab your ass and kiss the glass. Like, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Barrett, that was a great little prank you pulled. Play the actual intro though.
All right. For real, though. For real.
Yeah.
See, that one, that was 100% the normal song.
I was expecting the dung, dung, dung. Game from, like, over the first show. Show.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, a classic. That's
well, what if I told you that this theme song right here that we just listened to is not the one modeled after Animal Crossing.
Oh, wow.
It's modeled after Animal Crossing?
Yeah. So all of our theme songs have their own kind of vibes. Like Party Mode was Mega Man X. That's where a lot of those sound effects were from, kind of that sort of vibe. This one was kind of an Animal Crossing vibe, meant for more of a video game type show, but we just ended up using it here.
Gotcha. I like it. Gotcha. Do you want me to play the real one?
Yeah, play the real one, please. Different title treatment.
Yeah. That's hot.
That is
a
good
song right there. That's a good song right
there. That one's kind of comforting, right? It kind of comforts you.
It does. What is up with that?
It's like, put it on the cool map.
They took out the drums because it used to have drums, right?
It did. It used to have a snare beat very early on.
Yeah.
No shot. No way.
1000%. Yeah.
I remember being tripped out. I don't have it on my computer, but I can look at an early episode of Screencast.
That's I think great. I remember the Slack from
now
Tim.
I feel like y'all are fucking with me.
No, I remember clearly there was a day where Tim was like, I don't know who he messaged or why he met. He was like, hey, take out the drums out of this. And all of a sudden, Screencast didn't have drums anymore. And I always questioned why. Like, what was wrong with the drums in Screencast?
Who would Tim Slack? It's somebody else making those messages.
Or maybe it was him, like, uploading the MP3 2 assets and saying, like, hey, there's the version without the drums. Yeah. But I remember it clearly, and me being, I questioned it for a second, but I was like, this isn't my business, and I just went on with my life.
Sure.
But it did, I do notice it every single time. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't have drums in it for some reason.
Here we go. Barrett's got an old
This is the first episode of Screencast.
What the fuck?
You know what? Tim was right. I like it better without the drums.
It also didn't sound that nasty in my head as it did. Like, there was something going on with the, like, it almost, like, sounded too hot. Like, it was crackling.
Well, you know how kind of funny he likes to run their intros. Kevin has no semblance of volume or sound
And then I go in and, like, I fix things to make it sound, like, better for the audience. And he's like, dude, why'd you change it? It was good. It's like, no, Kevin, we've been told for months now that it's not.
every intro was so loud for the longest time, dude. That shit would shriek, man. I remember I'd be listening along, like, in this old studio, and Games Daily would start. And I was like, dude, like, I have to turn this shit down because this is, I get what chat's saying. I get why. It's shrieking. Mm-hmm. It's hitting a register. It shouldn't be hitting.
It's hurting you.
Yeah, it's hurting you.
Indeed.
You don't want to be hurting, you know what I mean?
Find that one episode where Kevin didn't know he was ready to go.
That's still the classic one of all time. So, Blessing, you of course have brought up a question that was submitted from Cozy Bear. What's the best which one did you get? Which one? Cozy does a million. Fast food or any food?
What's the best eating experience? I believe I've already scrolled down. let's see here. What's the best eating experience you've ever had?
I want you all to think about that, and then, of course, I need to hear about how the hell you're all going to House of Prime Rib tonight with Kevin and Gary Witta. But before that, I'll welcome everyone to the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 5, best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you like that, guess what? Come talk with us for free. That's right. You can write into the Kinda Funny podcast for free now over on kindafunny.com/KF podcast. Give us your topics for discussion and we'll get into them here. If you want to watch us record the show live or get the show ad free, why not head over to patreon.com/kindafunny. On patreon.com/kindafunny, you can do that. And you can be just like Cameron, Bander, Joshy, Lexi G, all these folks going through right now in the live chat, watching live on patreon.com/kindafunny to be part of the show. Of course, over there, you could also get all the new bonus content we're doing. That's right, exclusive bonus shows, 38 a month about, if you want to go over to patreon.com/kindafunny and support. But for now, we digress. Of course, you can watch this show as we record, like I said, but you can get it later on youtube.com/kindafunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. Housekeeping for you. It is finally happening. Friday the 14th, we're moving into the spare bedroom, our 5,000 square foot state-of-the-art studio in San Francisco, and you're invited to the marathon stream to end all marathon streams. It all starts at 10 a.m. Pacific. Cisco will be there. James and Elise Willems will be there, and we'll be doing some of your favorite bits live while funding a whole bunch of brand new content. You don't want to miss it. Friday, October 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, That means things are going to be a little different next week. Monday the 10th, we'll record Kinda Funny Games Daily and the final Kinda Funny podcast from home, at least where we have to work from home. I'm sure we'll be back here one day for various reasons. But all other content except for Greg's Greg Wave vlogs over on Patreon will be canceled as we move in and prep for the Friday the 14th stream. You do not want to miss this. Thank you to our Patreon producers, David Hazenga, Nathan Lamoff, Delaney Twining, Gordon McGuire, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, and Fargo Brady on YouTube. Fargo Brady being very specific about it these days. Today we're brought to you by NZXT Canvas Gaming Monitors and Chime, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, Snowbike Mike, why are you all going to House of Prime Rib?
Because we're looking to have the most epic eating experience ever, Greg Miller. Here's the deal, Greg. I've been in San Francisco for 3 weeks, and I'm going to be honest with everybody. I've seen it all. I've been there, done that. You know what I mean? I've been there already. We've been to the Folsom Street Fair. I've been down to Santa Cruz, Monterey. It's like now I'm chasing that high of where to go next. And so I thought I would
invite. Monterey is 3 hours away.
Well, you know, Andy, tomato, tomato.
He's seen it all.
Things in Mike said that San Francisco is known for. The Folsom Street Fair, the aquarium in Monterey Bay that is 3 hours away, and Santa Cruz.
That's like being like Tahoe's in the Bay Area.
But no, Greg, we're chasing that high of an epic restaurant experience. And so I hit up my boy, Gary Witta. And I said, Gary, I need you to strong arm this House of Prime Rib reservations. And he did just that for me. And then he said, who do you want to invite? And I said, I'm going to invite the two people that never want to go out that I don't get to hang out with enough. And that's Andy Cortez and Blessing Adeoye Jr. And so these two are
first
coming
of all,
out with me.
I always want to go out. We just haven't, for whatever reason. Like, we've gone out a few times. We went to Pho that one time. Mm-hmm. We just haven't been here long enough.
Mm-hmm. And then Andy and I, excited. We went out once, you know, so I have to take him out again.
Yeah. Oh. Well, these are all places that Kevin kept talking about House of Prime Rib. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it was you who invited me. I thought Gary would have just put it in the Slack.
No, that was me. I was the catalyst, okay? Gotcha. Okay, I did that.
Hmm.
So don't you put that on Gary Whitta. He doesn't earn that.
So you already went out with Andy once, and then you're like, oh, let me invite Andy again. But where was my Slack, Mike?
Double trouble.
You're in my neighborhood too.
You didn't put this into the general Slack.
Yeah. You know, it's very selective. You know what I mean? Wow. Gary was like, we got 3 seats, and I was like, gonna have to pick people. You know, stuff like that.
They have a limit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, do they serve anything other than prime rib, Greg? Because I've never had prime rib.
Yeah, today when we're doing KFFL, Snowbike Mike kind of started wondering to himself, is this even something I'm gonna like? Like, great. I'm betting the rest of my day on the fact that I'm gonna like this meal. So you know, like, do we want to get lunch? Do we want to save our hunger for the big meal tonight? And will I like anything down there, or will I get to a point where, like, you know what? Not a fan.
Put a napkin on it.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Put a napkin on it, send it back. So I don't know if you're going to like it or not, Mike. I have no idea.
I mean, do you like steak? Mike?
I love steak. I love a good New York strip steak. I like a little tomahawk chop. How are we vibing with that compared to prime rib?
I mean, it's meat. You're getting a same, you know what I mean? Like, how the prime rib is going to be a very specific cut of meat is all. You know what I mean? It's usually softer. You know, it's going to be very supple. It's going to be
very
delicious.
Tender.
It's tender. Mm-hmm, you got your au jus to put on it and stuff like that. Like, if you like steak, you're fine. They do fish too. They got fish if you want fresh fish. I would recommend it. Fish sucks. Everybody knows they can go away and never come back.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Here's the thing. I'm not really knowing what to expect by this restaurant, because
have you never been there either?
No, part of me is expecting like either the most premier dining experience or this place that I went to in Austin called Catfish Parlor, where it's like it's just like a bunch of families and a bunch of people just eating massive amounts of food. Like, part of me wonders, like, is it the novelty that it's House of Prime Rib and it's like a theme park or some shit, you know?
Oh. See, I was in the same place where I didn't know what to expect because I've also not been to House of Prime Rib. But I, from the way that Gary was pitching it and the way that Mike's been pitching it, I have been expecting, like, oh, this is going to be the fanciest restaurant you've ever been to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, reservations are really hard to get. Like, you got to fight for reservations on this thing. You're going to have the best rib possible. Mm-hmm. But I just looked up House of Prime Rib, and I went to Google Images to, like, see what the prime rib looks like. And it reminds me, and this isn't to take away from House of Prime Rib, because I've not had it, so I can't judge it too harshly. But looking at the picture reminds me of, there's a place back home called Hometown Buffet, which is exactly what,
yeah, is exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly what Andy's describing, where, yeah, it is. Hey, families come here after church on Sunday to, like, hang out and eat, and it's like nothing extravagant. It's just a family restaurant.
All right, let me step in. Let me step in as a House of Prime Rib.
Thank you.
Devotee and expert of the thing. It, and also, I know the buffet you're talking about from back in Illinois. You know what, yes, I mean?
Oh, we've, yeah,
been there. It is not that. It is one of those restaurants that is meant to be, though, like a snapshot in time, where it's meant to be this like throwback to what, oh, I don't even know.
Is it going to be like carpeting everywhere? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's carpeting everywhere. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you throw up images or go to their website, like, it looks like what you'd expect. Like, it's a older style steakhouse that's been around forever in San Francisco. Like, part of the charm is the fact that it never aged or whatever, or that it's always the same thing, right? But the meat's great, but it's also just like, yeah, they're very specific on what they do in terms of like, okay, cool. You're going to go in there and you're going to, it's, you want, you can either do the prime rib, or you can do one thing of fresh fish. And when you run down like their whole menu of prime ribs, right? It's like the City Cut, House of Prime Rib Cut, the English Cut, Henry the Eighth Cut, Children's Prime Rib Dinner. Like, that is like, boom, one side of the menu. That's what it is. And then there's fresh fish. Then there's the accompaniments of the salad bowl, mashed potatoes or baked potato, Yorkshire pudding, cream spinach, fresh cream horseradish sauce, which is amazing. Horseradishes are so good. But like, this is a joint that is like, Ben Bourdain did it on his show a bunch. I'm sure fucking Guy Fieri's been through and done something there, but it's like that kind of vibe of just like,
yeah, man. I mean, it's a .net website.
Yeah, you know how it is. It's like part of the their like thing is like, oh, they've never done anything. They've never come around, right? So it's like you go through and like if you bear when you can go, I guess you already showed it, but like if you don't know, like the like when you order, like there's a dude like the carver who just walks around with like this giant fucking metal roller that opens it up and then cuts the prime rib off and gives it to you that way. There you go. Like,
so
that's,
I'm not
part
asking
of the shtick
for my steak to be well done.
No, you can. They, I mean, like they I don't, you know, it's like it's, they have different, you know, the, you know, you have, you can go through the thing, but usually you're getting medium rare prime rib no matter what you do.
Well,
but
when I look at these images, no,
Mike, Tony, why are you making that face? Mike, you want
medium rare?
I
don't want
go
that.
There and get a martini.
Medium
be an adult
rare
for a change.
Is the definitive way to cook your meat.
Wait, Mike, do you do well done every single time?
I do medium well because I know I'm not in the mood for rare. You know what I mean? Mm. Bless.
What, when I look at these images, these interiors, it looks like a 90s drama was filmed here. Like
100%.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to like imagine what sort, like Gary Busey before the motorcycle accident. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of era of actor.
Sure.
I just imagine
like a clue mystery going on.
Or the, like, yeah, there's a either a mystery or a guy goes back to the kitchen to like ask a question, and then that's where like a big fight or a brawl starts, like an action movie type thing. And I'm just picturing like Bruce Willis back here in the House of Prime Rib. But these images are just so like, this place looks very late 80s, early 90s.
It doesn't look like it exists today.
Right, the thing about the, well, that's one of the reasons it's awesome, is that it wouldn't exist today. This place fucks. All right. That's what House of Prime Rib is. All right. So you go there and like, because like any place that when you end and like you're eating a giant cut of meat and they ask you if you want a dessert slice of prime rib, that's my kind of place.
That's cool.
My kind of joint.
That's
me
like
and
a
Eric Castro went there once
place
and got just fucking wasted. Because of course, he's Eric Castro and he knows everybody. So we did the whole thing and then just like drank our faces off. It's an amazing time.
What's the deal with that, Greg? Eric Castro, like,
world famous bartender.
Because I feel like Snowbike Mike knows a lot of people as well, right? Even again, he comes
to
San Francisco and people recognize
Tom Foolery, Timmy, and then he knows Earl the Squirrel, like, and like he knows Tahoe. He can get your car jump started for free, and he can get you a taquito on the side. That's the one Snowbike Mike knows.
Tom Foolery,
Mike got me
into
a club
like
for
me
free the other day.
Yeah, Eric Castro and I are very similar backgrounds. Where? He's way bigger than me. The industry, food and beverage industry.
No, not you, Blessing. Oh. Where did he get you into a club for free?
This is back in Tahoe.
Thank you very much, Blessing. The defense rests. Back to you, Mike.
I was very shocked. I was standing in line, and all of a sudden, Mike comes over, and we're in a casino. I'm like waiting in line for a club. Mike comes over, and he's like, yo, and he waves me over, and he's like talking to the bouncer, or like not even the bouncer. I think it was like maybe the owner of a club. He had owner vibes, Mike. I assume he was the owner.
Yeah, that's Drew with a U.
But yeah, he's like, oh yeah, you're good to go in. And I'm like, wait, really? There's a whole, he's like, yeah, just come through. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I walk in. But that's what I knew. I was like, yeah.
I fucking hate this.
Mike really knows everything.
You know,
like here.
That, Andy. You know what I mean? Who's dapping up people getting you inside nightclubs? Not Nick Scarpino. Y'all.
But then Mike just promptly walked back out. Mike dropped me off at the club like it was a daycare and then left.
Yeah.
And I was just at the club by myself. But that's another story.
So, anyways, Mike, back to you. And you're trying to say, like, you're Eric Castro.
Oh, I mean, Eric Castro and I have been in the industry. I'm not near as famous as he is. So, of course, he knows everybody. But, like, yeah, when you're in the industry and you go out to eat at restaurants or you go out to bars or nightclubs, you're going to know people. It's easy like that. Everybody knows everybody.
I just wonder, like, the amount of, like, 6 degrees of bacon, that sort of thing. But with Eric Castro, like, what, like, in any given town, what are the odds or the percentages that somebody there knows him? Is it only major towns, Greg?
No. Well, that's the whole thing, is the cocktail scene, you know, is expanded everywhere now. There's a bunch of little ones that, like, they're all over the place now. But, like, when we went to, I guess Nashville's a big town, but we went to Nashville, we got hooked up there, you know what I mean? We went to Attaboy, had a great time.
So is the point that Snowmike Mike is the Eric Castro of Tahoe and maybe California? Is that the...
I mean, Snowmike Mike's the mayor of Tahoe, period. That, you know what I mean? This man can get you anything in anything in Tahoe. Anything.
They let him swim with the dolphins at Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I'm pretty sure the 6 degrees of Snowmike Mike in Tahoe is like 2 degrees. I think
that's 1 degree. I feel like Snowmike Mike. Mike, I don't like, first off, there's an undercurrent going through the chat right now, live on Patreon.
Yes.
Are you planning on wearing shorts to the House of Prime Rib?
Oh, God.
You know, we had a conversation about jeans and what we're wearing, you know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see when we get there. Maybe some joggers, maybe.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable?
Let's
be real with each other, Greggy. How fancy are people getting here? Because we see photos. This looks like they were taken in 1970, right? None of those people in those photos are still alive. Is anybody actually wearing nice clothes here?
Some are. House of Prime Rib is an institution. Okay. So you're going to have your big ball in. We're in there. You know, we're from Akron, Ohio. We came in and pitched the big paper company, and now we're all going to go out to House of Prime Rib. Mm-hmm. You're going to have your tourists. You're going to have your locals. You're going to have a good mix. I think joggers you would be okay in. I would not bear the calf. Not because they wouldn't allow you in. Just don't embarrass Andy. Look at Andy already.
I'm just so annoyed with him. I'm so frustrated with his ass. We're doing KFFL today, and somebody mentions the whole pants thing, and Mike goes, oh, fuck. I was like, Mike, you're acting as if, like, tonight is a dinner formal party, and, like, you don't have your suit
just
ready.
Wear pants. Like,
we're asking you to wear pants, dude.
I plan on eating a lot of prime rib tonight, Andy, and I don't want to be uncomfortable with that.
That's a great point. That is Thank a great you. Point. Is that you should be going. You're gonna get a meal when you God. Go. There. You are it's, going it's, to eat a lot. Also, be careful, Mike. Jen and me love horseradish, right? And Jen always says, "Fuck me up with horseradish."
She once
had horseradish so hot there she saw through time. Her whole body shut down. So be careful about it. All right.
Did you just ask right? what horseradishes?
You're asking what horseradishes?
Yeah, let me Google.
Oh, Andy asked. It's a white cream that you're gonna dip stuff in. It's got the spice to it. God, horseradish.
Yeah,
it starts off as a vegetable, right?
It's shut her whole body down.
It's like a wasabi.
Yeah,
like
what's wrong with you, fool?
Whoa. Okay, hold on. There's a lot happening here. But what I do appreciate always is that Joey Noel is the true MVP of Kinda Funny, and she started a separate thread on Slack.
She's not happy.
I have a House of Prime Rib reservation on Monday, December 5th, if anybody who didn't get invited wants to go. And then people are sounding off that they want to go. And then Blessing says, I'm in. Blessing, you're going tonight. The very first thing she said is, if you're not invited, you can go.
I mean, she might not notice, you know.
What I don't understand is...
What I don't understand is that
it feels like, you know, Mike was like, oh, there's only three seats. There's only three seats for the Gary Whitta reservation. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I must have misheard that Kevin was also going. But Kevin is in this thing yelling at Joey because he wants to go to both as well. So now, Mike, explain to me how Kevin's going to a three-person thing when I see three of you in front of me, and I know Gary's going to be there. How did Kevin get in?
You know, it all circles back to Joey. We can put the blame on Joey. So Joey said, House of Prime Rib, very exclusive, only allowed 4 people per reservation. I said, oh, my gosh, that's insane, Joey. So she was very selective. So when Gary Whitta said, yo, Mike, I scored us a reservation – I didn't know how many people I was allowed to invite, so I only invited three other people to make four total. So,
and you invited blame the people Joey on who've this. Never been, Mike. You've never
correct, you know? Correct, yeah. Correct. Me, Andy, Blessing, and Kevin.
Kevin eats her all the time.
So wait, is Gary mm-hmm. Whitta is going though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he's gonna drop us off at the spot.
He's but he's not.
He's getting us to this to the point.
Wait, so he's not having dinner this whole time. I thought we were hanging out with Gary Whitta.
Gary,
am I just hanging out with you three guys?
Gary Whitta's gonna be there. Gary Whitta. Yeah.
Wait, is he not having dinner?
Who's gonna have? Who's gonna sacrifice their seat though?
I thought the whole point of this was to have dinner with Gary Whitta. You're telling me Gary Whitta's not going to have dinner?
Mike's doing that thing where Mike's trying to hide the real information.
What the fuck is going on?
It is Blessing, what are you getting me Mike, into? Kevin, and Gary Whitta. You are all yep. going there, all even going. Though the lie to lock out friends mm-hmm. like myself mm-hmm. and Joey was, it's
you weren't
going to
come. You weren't going to come.
The limit.
I just RSVP'd to Joey's known. Invitation.
You can't know if you don't invite us, Mike.
That's a limit, though.
It's a
ladies
Joey
and gentlemen,
thing.
I just heard that Christmas in October, Joey Noel, to bring some order and explain who got screwed over, how they got screwed over.
I have no idea how I got brought into the narrative that I said you can only make a reservation for four people. I have a reservation for you. Eight people in December. So I don't know why Mike's trying to blame this on me.
I was there. I remember you saying that. Mike.
We all heard it.
Fuck you.
Very,
Blessing.
Very selective.
Blessing for sure not invited now.
Wow.
Greg, do you have anybody else? Yeah, of course you can. Mm-hmm. We have eight mm-hmm. spots. Nice. You can take Kevin's spot.
COVID's going to close it down by then.
I have a friend in town, I think, that week that might be interested in going. I'll let you know.
But Blessing, you're going tonight.
Put them on.
The friend in town is me. I'll be in
Daly
City.
The friend. The friend can come with us.
Yeah. Put them under. Just put them under my name so it's easy. And no, we'll figure it out. Do it. We'll figure
good
it
job,
out.
Bless.
I was gonna
good
be job, driving bless. To Wendy's that day. I'm the friend in town.
I'll be I in hate Daly this City so around much. That I time. Hate all of you except for Greg.
Thank you very
and
much.
Barrett.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Joey, what are the rankings? What are the rankings? We gotta get Joey's rankings for employees.
Oh yeah,
office.
Blessing and Andy and Mike are real high right now. Kevin too. Everybody else great.
But I played Destiny 2 with you, Joe. I played Destiny 2.
Yeah, but only once. Mike also played with me once. I think Blessing played with me once, so it all cancels out.
Ah, fuck.
Eric DiCarlo says, is Gary going? Thing. Gary is going.
Yep.
Gary Mike is just going. Lied about reservations to keep me out.
Yeah, we didn't know how many people and were allowed me again, to invite. You know? It's like, here's the deal, Greg. You're like, you have a jabroni in the streets like me, right? And you make a friend like Gary Whitta, and he invites you somewhere nice. You don't know how many other jabronis you're allowed to invite. This is a big, fancy place, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this man wrote a Star Wars movie. You know what I mean? There's going to be like Steven Spielberg could be there. You know, some other like Steph Curry could be there. I'm not allowed to just invite any smuck off the street. So I had to pick, you know, only a couple jabronis.
Just a tight knit.
And you thought Kevin friends. Was the right move.
Yeah. Kevin's my ride or die right now. Me and Kevin. I mean, this is what Kevin did to me recently. Just so you all know.
What are you? He's taking off his sweatshirt.
Greg disappeared.
Oh my wait, God! Is that wait, a, that? What did he do? What did
that?
He do to you?
That's Kevin did that to me.
What is that?
I don't know if you can just say that casually.
Yeah, I'm not
without context.
Greg, I was going to say I dipped on the call because Discord didn't want me to see this, but I was like, audio listeners, he's taking his sweatshirt
bruise.
Off.
What is that?
What did Kevin do?
That's a
what
big
is
bruise.
That?
Well, you know, me and Kevin like to gas each other up, and like we had some broken down particle board that he thought he could punch through. And he punched through it and hurt me. You know what I mean? Punched me at the same
Wait,
time.
Wait, were you was holding this? It? Is that why?
Uh-huh, I was holding it.
Okay.
Was this the other day when we were punching through a bunch of boards?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, I cannot trust a word that comes out of Kevin Coelho's mouth.
You should never.
Because I was the first one holding the board. And the whole time I was like, I'm going to get hurt doing this. Like, this seems like something that can hurt me. And so over the course of time, I was like, all right, I'm done holding the boards. Seeing Mike with that big ass bruise on his bicep, it completely confirms my point. I'm like, you
so
cannot
wait, show
trust
it to
Kevin.
Me again. He punched you, or the board punched you.
He punched through the board and then hit me.
Yeah,
with his fist. But why is it on the line?
Well, I think that's just how his knuckle scratched me up real good. You know,
gotcha.
Got me good.
Sharp, well, at least this, you know, at least this didn't happen on company property, right?
Correct. It did not. It happened out in the streets of San Francisco by 7-Eleven.
I was. The other day we were at the studio, and I don't know the full story on this, and I would like to know the full story of this, because we're in one of the rooms, and I'm like, well, I'd like to sit here, I guess. I'd like to sit here, maybe. And Mike is like, yeah, you could sit there, Andy. Nick will sit here, and then I'll sit over there with Kevin. And Kevin goes, no, you don't want to sit next to me. You already said so. And I didn't get the full story, but I start like just laughing. And he's like, no, you really hurt me earlier, Mike, when you said that. And I don't know what the full story was. I don't know what was fully said, but it just seemed like Kevin was really bent out of shape. He's like, no, you don't want to sit next to me, Mike. It's fine. You already said so. You really hurt me. So what happened there?
You know, I might have thrown some shade Kevin's way. Me and Kevin have a love-hate relationship. Sometimes we're having a great time. Sometimes we're having a bad time.
You love to hate him.
Perfect example. Yesterday, you guys missed out. We moved a fridge together. And, you know, I've lifted a lot
we
of
missed
heavy
out,
things.
Guys.
Yeah, I've lifted a lot of heavy
we
things.
We missed
in my
out,
life.
Everybody. My apologies. I wish I got the text.
Well, you missed out on watching something insane happen because I've done a lot of like dangerously stupid things. Moving a fridge with Kevin is probably top five of dangerously stupid things I've done. We had this fridge up on a truck on top of a curb that now is about 6 feet, you know, probably a solid 4.5 feet off the ground, right? And he wants me to put a rope underneath the fridge that's attached to my body, mind you. And we were going to lift it and then somehow let this thing drop 4.5 feet to the ground while my chest piece is not going to let that happen. So next thing I know, when we lift it up, I am now stomach flat on the ground with a refrigerator on top of me type five.
Jesus Christ.
We've learned a lot of things together, me and Kevin.
And let me tell you, and I'm not there. Obviously, I should have been. It's no big deal. But I assume that Kevin's first reaction was, come on, what? Like blaming you. Like, what are you? Come on, Mike. What are you doing?
It was a lot of laughter, a lot of blames, you know, a lot of fingers being pointed. But you know what? We took the fridge all the way up the stairs, about 30 stairs, and we made it. So everybody's happy now. Everybody's happy.
Greg okay, that doesn't it. Answer the question of why you don't want to sit next to Kevin, though.
I just don't want to sit next to Kevin.
The other day, oh my God. I don't know if betrays a confidence is here, but it's whatever. We were on stream the other day, and then somebody's like, where's Kevin? And Mike is like, he's out smoking somewhere. He's probably smoking with Roger or Barrett or something. And you hear Kevin off mic kind of be like, Mike, don't fucking say that. What are you fucking saying? Kevin got really mad at Mike for putting it out into the public. This is like the funniest shit. Because, of course, while we were all there the other day, it's Kevin walking around doing that thing where we say that it seems like him and Barrett are having a sexual relationship in the office without letting us know. Because him just looking at everybody going like, do you want to go?
I've never done this in my life.
Do you want to go do the thing? And then it's always like, yeah, I'll be there in a second. And then you just know, like, oh, they're fucking. Like, something's happening with those two employees. And there they go outside just ripping heaters. You love to see it. Love to see it.
You love to see that. And we love to see you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast ad-free. You can watch us record it live. And, of course, you can get a bevy of bonus content, 38 episodes a month now, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. But guess what? You're not on patreon.com/kindoffunny, Jack. So here's a word from our sponsor.
Shout out to NZXT Canvas Gaming Monitors. We are huge fans of NZXT here at Kind of Funny. And I got to say, these monitors, they're Andy Cortez approved, Kevin Coelho approved, and Tim Geddes approved because of their sweet 1440p resolution with 165 hertz refresh rate and 1 millisecond response hits. That sweet spot for gamers due to the balance of picture and performance. And now available in a 1080p 240 hertz version for the most competitive of gaming situations. They're available in 27-inch and 32-inch curved displays, variable refresh rate support for all of the major GPUs. You can get the monitor just alone, you can get it with a stand, or you can get it with some pretty cool mounts. There's built-in software support with NZXT Cam that lets you control all your monitor settings directly on your PC. No need to mess with the clunky hardware menus to lock in your desired settings. They thought of it all. It's sold exclusively on NZXT.com. You can learn more about the NZXT FHD Canvas gaming monitors at NZXT.co/KFGFHD. That's NZXT.co/KFGFHD. Shout out to Chime for sponsoring this episode. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Is it checking up on your credit score? I don't think so. At Chime, that's exactly what they do. With their secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. You can start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. You can get started at Chime.com/KFGames. That's Chime.com/KFGames. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa, USA Chime checking account, and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Get your credit journey started with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes, doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/KFGames.
Mike, on the House of Prime Rib website, Thrillist.com says, the original House of Prime Rib opened in 1949 and has since become a San Francisco institution known, unsurprisingly, for its 21-day aged prime rib. Every dinner order comes with a bevy of accompaniments, tossed salad, like mashed potatoes, or a baked potato, and Yorkshire pudding. The English-style dining rooms have fireplaces and cozy leather banquettes, making each space as intimate as it is iconic. 10best.com says, although the Bay Area cuisine is all about the latest foodie craze, if you're not all that much into someone messing around with your steak, then tuck a white linen napkin into your collar at the House of Prime Rib. The iconic House of Prime Rib serves potentially the highest quality corn-fed beef in the Bay Area. Their meticulously prepared meat is aged for 21 days, making it especially tender, juicy, and flavorful. Diners enjoy well-marbled prime rib, carved tableside to their exact specifications, along with sides like fluffy mashed potatoes and cream spinach. Oh. The dessert cart offers a decadent mashed array potato. Of sinful sweets and assorted wines promise the perfect pairing.
Sinful sweets? What are we talking about? Cheesecake?
I have lava cheesecake. Cake. I like lava cakes.
I think lava cakes are only like at Applebee's, Mike.
You think they got the pizookie?
The pizza cookie.
You're a nightmare person. I'm excited for the report here, but yeah, Blessing, are you wearing shorts or are you wearing pants?
Now I don't know what I'm going to wear, because I honestly did not think this far ahead.
Think about that.
Sure.
And now that I've heard Snow White Mike talk about how he's probably going to wear shorts or some shit, I think I might dress nice to it, because you've sold me now that this is a place that's worth, you know, showing out at, right? Like, this is a place that's on top 10 lists, apparently.
But
this is
also
a place that people
appreciate. Here's the thing.
But it's on, like, the top lists of, you know, like, thing. I don't, it's not, again, if you were going to Epic Steak, I would say, oof, let's dress up. You know what I mean? Do that kind of thing. I'm not saying come in like Snowbike Mike, where, hey, I just played a game of b-ball in the park. There's an in-between where you need to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, now we're talking Polo Poppy?
You also have to think about the group you're going with, too. Okay. You're going with Snowbike Mike.
Yeah, you're going with Forge Bros.
Gary Whitta.
You're going with the man
Kevin
who wrote
Coelho on, and Andy Cortez.
I don't know what I'm going to run into there.
Great point. Steph Curry might be there.
Steph Curry might be there. I might see a pretty damsel from across the bar. And like,
wow.
I never want you to say the word damsel ever again.
I've never heard damsel not followed by in distress.
Bless you, spent a whole weekend watching fucking
Dahmer.
No, the fucking vampire werewolf movies.
Oh, yeah.
I have been watching a lot of Twilight. I did a Twilight Marathon on Saturday, which
I feel like it's natural order to start saying damsel after you watch the trilogy for Twilight. I don't know why.
You say trilogy. There's five of those movies.
What?
We were watching those the entire day. We started at 1 and ended at midnight.
Five.
Yeah, there's five. There's what is the first one? There's
we're gonna call it
Eclipse, and then there's two Breaking Dawn movies.
Oh, son of a bitch!
The only one I've seen is Breaking Dawn Part One.
Hello.
Hey, Gary, it's Greg. You're on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
Hold on a second.
Oh, he's pissed.
I don't got time for this shit.
Hey, what's going on? So there's a whole, we're doing a podcast right now. We're talking about House of Prime Rib. Everyone's very excited. But what do you want Mike to wear? He's threatening to wear shorts.
For what?
House of Prime Rib.
You didn't. Oh, okay. I was hoping we would keep. Wait, when is this going out? This podcast.
You know, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that you weren't advertising the location ahead of time in case a bunch of Snowbike Mike, you know, mega fans showed up.
I mean, the Trogs are here. They're watching live on Patreon, but I'm not. I think they're, you know.
Those are the ones that are most likely to do it.
Veronica Flores, don't trust her. I always say it. But yeah, what do you want Mike to wear tonight?
I mean, they don't have like a formal dress code or anything, but sure. I mean, I think long pants would be appreciated.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, cool. We're on that thing. And then Blessings are talking about showing out, like dressing up. You don't want that, right? You don't want him like a suit.
Yeah, you got to find like a middle ground. Yeah. You don't want to show up like a beach bum, but I don't want Blessing like showing us up either, you know, by overdressing and making us look bad.
Mm. Sure. Kind of funny. .com/store has one of these like all over print collar shirts. That's probably a pretty good fit.
Listen, I'm going to be wearing pajama jeans and a button-down shirt, and that's as good as it ever gets these days.
That's as good as it needs to be. All right. Are you excited? Because Mike seems in an like half in, half out.
What do you mean?
Like he's like he doesn't know if he likes prime rib, and every time I read the menu to him, he gets all like, eh.
Really?
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
I mean, they have a fish option for weirdos like him.
Yeah, but we already said fish sucks, so like he's not going to do that for sure.
Fish doesn't suck.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he seemed excited about it when.
Oh, he's excited for the experience. He's excited for the experience.
About, like, the food aspect.
Mike's a weirdo about food. You know that he has never eaten an egg. He's never had an egg.
He's good at faking excitement.
I mean, I had like a 50. I shared like a 50-ounce tomahawk steak with Mike once. I would have thought the red meat would be right up his alley.
He liked the tomahawk. He liked the tomahawk, but he's I don't know. You'll turn him around. House of Prime Rib's great.
I've never seen anyone leave the House of Prime Rib unhappy.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
Bye.
I guarantee you, Mike will be the first one to put a napkin on it.
I can see Mike being the first.
I could be the first.
And also, like, do the sides do anything? Like cream spinach, mashed potatoes. Are you a fan of those?
Oh, Greg, I'm gonna smash so many mashed potatoes.
Me too.
It's gonna be unbelievable. Okay. You know what, Greg? I'll put the order out right now. I'll put a pizza bet on Andy. I bet you I eat six sides of mashed potatoes.
I don't want to bet that.
Six sides. I don't know if this is that kind of setting.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if they're gonna cut you off.
You checking back in? You're like, can I get another side of mashed?
Mike, this isn't.
I think we're gonna cut you off at some point.
Like, this isn't a Buffalo Wild Wings where you ask for the hottest sauce. Trying to Blessing. Get counted. Yeah, if you finish seven, they put you on the wall, Mike.
Blessing, you set us down this path, so I will re-ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Cozy Bear had written in to kindoffunny.com/KF podcast, just like you can, to ask a question for free and says, what's the best eating experience you've ever had?
I was hoping you wouldn't make your way back to this one, because honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
I have a really good one.
There's some great questions on this. Why yeah, are you are the next question? That question? That I got that. Shit. I don't podcast
blank. No, that was what we call sarcasm. I was being serious about that being a great question. I'm sorry, Cozy Bear. I read that question, and I was like, no wonder Greg doesn't read these questions. People are asking what our favorite foods are.
Okay, well, you need to do sarcasm better. I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
I know. I do it all the time. People take me serious all the time whenever I'm sarcastic.
I thought you were serious, yeah.
No,
it sounded super serious. Like, you really thought, yeah, I mean, that it could be a show. Don't do it itself.
Yeah, we've made them shows before.
Do you guys have answers to this question? Because I don't have an answer to this question.
100%. I was born and raised in Colorado, so Casa Bonita. Of course, everybody from Colorado will answer that with Casa Bonita. Sopapillas, Andy. Everybody loves sopapillas.
I heard
sopapilla.
That's not true. I heard
cliff diving was always fun. They had a cool gorilla that would jump off the side of the cliff as well. That was nuts. There was
say that whole sentence again.
The eatery you went to had a gorilla and jumped off.
They had an awesome dinner and a show at Casa Bonita. There was a man dressed in a gorilla outfit that would high dive off of the water. Just so you know, I mean, Casa Bonita was the awesome place to go. Full arcade, haunted cave that you could walk through like a haunted maze. That was a ton of fun. Beautiful, like, seaside town built into the restaurant. All around great time. Mediocre food, but great sopapillas.
Okay, that's the mediocre food. That's where I was trying to get to, because we were talking about the South Park anniversary concert that happened recently, which was really cool because. I always get Matt Stone and Trey Parker mixed up, but one of them surprised the other one with, like, hey, it was kind of like a Kind of Funny Live. It was like just a bunch of live performances. They were singing a bunch of songs throughout all the whole series and franchise, and they had a bunch of musical guests. And I think it was Matt Stone who surprised Trey Parker by bringing on Rush to play with him, because his favorite band was Rush. So they surprised him. And then Chat was like, oh, don't they also own a Casa Bonita? And I was like, really? I just thought that TV show, I thought that restaurant only existed in the TV show. I didn't know that was like a real establishment. And a lot of people are like, well, it's kind of like a shitty restaurant. So for Mike to pop in with that being his number one eating experience. I mean, I thought we had some great eats the other night, Mike, when we had the those chocolate chip cookies for dinner, you know?
Wow.
Margaritas and chocolate chip cookies?
Great time. On, just bro. A bunch of friends hanging out together.
Yeah, that sounds really friends. Fun.
Close friends.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was happy
just
about that.
Just a tight knit, you know?
Cool.
Where did these chocolate chip cookies come from?
It was for dessert. It was
the spot. We can't
don't want to reveal. Are you gatekeeping chocolate chip cookies right now?
We can't reveal the location of this restaurant.
The spot.
The spot. It's the spot.
Was it just Insomnia cookies? I can say it was Insomnia cookies.
No. I don't even know what that is. It was just the spot.
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
We got to get Insomnia.
I would say one of my favorite eating experiences.
Thank you.
Honestly, it may have been with Greg and Tim after one of these. Was it in Toronto? We had EGLX or something. We had that steakhouse afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think just the kind of exhaustion of, you know, being on and we were on stage and doing a bunch of silly shenanigans, sitting down and having one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life. Like that shit hit, man. That was so good.
We did the two Toronto ones, but memory serves, this is the one where the couple was next to us and they went and had sex in the bathroom, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I came back. It was just cum everywhere.
Wow. I forget that wasn't what gave it away. It was just the timeliness of their bathroom break.
Yeah. I was like, wow, they've been gone.
And they were a little disheveled when they came back, if memory serves.
I would have finished by
now.
That
was a great meal. That was a great meal.
Yeah.
That was a great meal. Mm-hmm. For me, I was going to say Lazy Bear here in San Francisco. It's one of those like crazy dinner reservation places you go to. I pulled it up. We serve flavors that are intrinsically delicious and familiar, inspired by the wild and American nostalgia. We utilize the absolute best seasonal ingredients from the Bay Area and occasionally beyond in both primal and modern cooking methods to create a tasting menu that tells a story and has a sense of place in the SF Bay Area. As such, our menu changes, yada, yada, yada. I went there only once. Had such a great time. I've never wanted to go back, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Where it was like a grand slam, home run, amazing time. We went with John and Andrea, went there. They give you a little, like, basically like a little notebook and a little pencil so that when you get the different courses, you then write your little notes on and what you thought of it or whatever so you can remember. I threw mine away. It doesn't matter. But it's like, again, it wasn't about – the food was awesome. It wasn't about having something that was so good. It was just like everything was great. The drinks were great. Everything was fantastic, let alone the company and hanging out. You also sit at a big communal table. So it was like us, but then it was other people there you could talk to or hang out with or whatever you wanted to do. It was a fun little experience that I enjoyed.
Communal table, that doesn't fuck. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with
sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. And this is like the way they sell this, Andy. I'm on their website because I actually didn't remember the name of it, right? It's like there's tickets. Like you have to get tickets to this, right? Our reservations take the form of tickets, like those sold for a sporting event or concert, right? Like those kinds, our dinner, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, and it's an event. You're going there knowing that's what you're doing. I wouldn't just want to show up there, dude. And a more smaller scale, I mentioned earlier, I really like Epic Steak at SF, down on the water, right by the Bay Bridge. Jen and I, one of our, I think maybe our second date night after Benjamin, we went there and had a marvelous time.
Oh, nice. Greg, I have one since Blessing doesn't have a story to tell.
Oh, you have one since, yeah, you're not like Blessing, who not only pulled this question, then dunked on the person, dunked on the Patreon supporter that helped us get here.
I didn't think you'd actually
do that. Oh, that's a great question, Greg. Wolf Cozy Man.
Shout out to Luis, who's a family-owned diner here in San Francisco. Around the time I was in high school, they did not survive the pandemic, however, which is really upsetting. Great burger joint. There was a while where it was like fine, but then I knew the family that had owned the place, and there was a point I think in like our senior year that like they had done like a huge overhaul of like the where they're getting like their ingredients from, of like local sourcing and all this stuff. And when that had come around, like I think probably the best milkshake in the city, along with like a fantastic burger. But then really, like when you go inside, it was the view as well. This is near Land's End. This is like, for some of you who have seen the pictures, right, this is like kind of close
sort of to where I proposed to Alyssa, if some of you have seen that picture. And it's just a beautiful place, especially like when the sun is setting and stuff like that. Like this was the spot to go to for like a, especially like a first date night. Like I think this would have been the spot like my friends and I would have like taken a girl to. Andy, what the fuck are you laughing about?
You and Mike are yucking it up over here.
It's just Mike being, I'm sorry, Barrett. Like, you're telling a nice story that I just get a slack from Mike. I'm like, what's this about? It's just like a Barstool Sports video.
Mike, you're the worst fucking person and friend, honestly, ever.
Oh my God.
Greg, what was your question?
My question was, you said
Barstool video title, and he messages, you see this man due to his pants?
First off, share that video with me. I want to see what the video is.
I want to see a Mutt's Watch video. Yo, really
put it in general.
My question for you, Barrett, was you said at one point you thought it had the best milkshake in San Francisco. Is it better than the coffee milkshake from the place next to Kevin's house?
I feel like that's a place
when
made
Kevin
up.
Could only have three drinks the rest of his life, he put this milkshake on.
I've never had the coffee milkshake, okay, but honestly, it does not sound good.
Oh, really? Yeah, you don't like coffee ice cream at all, Barrett?
No, I like coffee. I drink coffee black, but it's like I don't like the there are certain ice cream flavors and milkshake flavors that just don't just don't work for me.
Okay.
Right. I'll just next time I know for personal thing, next time when I'm telling like a nice little story, don't do it when Mike's on a fucking podcast. Fucking hate you.
Exactly.
I mean, the
two
man
dude fighting. Mike and Bear to a dinner challenge. Room. Impossible difficulty. Jesus Christ.
Two guys fighting in a locker room, and one of them.
Send me the video.
Shit, and they're on the ground, and there's shit on the floor.
Send me the video. I want a live reaction.
Oh, Mike, send my it, Mike. God, send it. We'll do it in the post show.
I was going to ask you, Bear, this beautiful spot, did anything take over that location?
No, don't try to bring Baird back in.
I was
trying to prove he was paying somewhat attention.
Like, what is the third strike like, yeah, man, for so Mike and Barrett going to be?
Beautiful spot.
Like, Mike didn't invite Barrett out to the one place, and then during Barrett's lovely little story, like he's trying, yeah, he's got assets, he's showing us up. Mike's showing a guy shit in
strike
his
seven.
Oh no, this is strike three. We won't talk about strike one on the podcast, but this is strike three.
Well, strike we'll one strike and a half. Strike 1.5 was forcing Baird to hold on to the destroy all human statue for 3 years.
No, right, that was a funny bit. That was a funny bit. But personally, slighting me, this is strike three.
Strike 12. Oh, Greg is frozen. He looks hilarious.
Right? Oh,
no,
I'm not.
He's just stunned.
I'm just watching the doo-doo video.
Oh, wait, did you drop it? Mike, do you send this to me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
No, you can give Mike the most clear instructions. Put it in a general. He's not going to do it.
Oh, put it in the general. Okay.
He looked so frozen there. That was weird.
He looked incredibly frozen.
I just like the line of like, it's time to pack it up and move across the country. New name, new everything.
Is this TOS? Do we know if this is TOS?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Probably. I wouldn't show it.
Oh, don't show it. No, that's bad idea.
Man, pooping his pants?
Yeah.
Well, probably. Luckily, it's my gosh. The floor, you know, in the video.
Bear, what's up with this Amsterdam movie? This is the director that like was creepy with his niece, right? Or some shit.
Oh,
I forget. Yeah, a creepy director who directed shit.
I have it somewhere over here. David O. Russell.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
And, what did he do?
He's weird with a family member.
He said that he did The Fighter. He did American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbook, Three Kings. And this new movie he's got, super star-studded, but he came out recently and was like, yeah, I sexually harassed my niece or some shit.
Yeah, and Hollywood's just, like, ignoring it.
This movie is all over the place. I was just a complete gross asshole yesterday. I was watching nonstop NFL, and every commercial break was a commercial for this movie, Amsterdam. And it's got everybody, Greg. It's got every fucking actor, like, all of them. You name them, it's got all
John Hamm.
Will Smith.
No, neither of those.
Damn.
Mike Myers, though, is back. Mike Myers is back for this one. Rami Malek. Really? Christian Bale. Margot Robbie.
I was going to say Chris Kattan, and I feel Mike Myers is pretty close to that. So I'll take that as a win.
That's funny you mentioned Will Smith, but Chris Rock is in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anya Taylor-Joy. Oh, Taylor Swift.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
It's like all Zoe these people Saldana. Just kind of like ignored the like weird shit that he did.
I'm on Vulture right now because the movie's doing well, right? Yet his critical acclaim has been consistently accompanied by troubling allegations. For example, Russell has admitted to touching his 19-year-old niece's breasts in 2011, stating that she was being very provocative. He has also been accused of multiple instances of verbally or abusive behavior on sets, notably an outburst in which he cursed at Lily Tomlin and flung props around during the I Heart Huckabee shoot, which was captured on video. I remember that video. I just didn't remember. I didn't know it was this guy. Huh?
I didn't remember he directed I Heart Huckabees. That's a fucking throwback. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this guy seems like he sucks.
So that's sus, because I keep on seeing the previews for this, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, because it looks like this a cool movie, cool. And then it's like, oh, fuck, it's David O. Russell.
Yeah. Yeah.
This doo-doo video is incredible.
I think it's staged.
Thank you, Bless.
It's staged. The way the camera works, I think it's staged as fuck.
But like, if this happened in the Kind of Funny studio, yep. And like, uh-huh. Be realistic, it would be Kevin who would be the one to do this.
Kevin doo-doos his pants in front of you.
What are the chances that we keep it under wraps and like don't reveal it to the world?
No, Nick would be the first one.
Yeah. What, like, it would but be Nick going, under wraps. Kev, go, we so. Would have a serious conversation about that's like Kevin like, would seriously ask us. That is not content.
In this scenario, like it happens while we're all like everybody's at the studio. And sure. Kevin,
but is it happening like it happens in this where it starts as a fist fight?
It's like okay, let's say it's a gentle play fighting.
Tussle between you and you.
If
and,
you're play fighting, like you, if okay, you that's and better because I'm like yeah, if it pops off and Andy is swinging on Snowbike Mike and one of them shits their pants, I don't care about the shit. The fight is why I'm not releasing the video.
No, okay. This scenario play is play wrestling.
I'm in.
You know, Nick has a new move. He wants to show Kevin. Kevin's take like, your, oh, take your shoe off. Get that on me. Oh, you won't be able to. And like they get it.
That's a great impression.
Thank you. And like in the process, Kevin shits himself and like there's shit on the floor. Is the podcast audience eventually going to learn that information, or is that something that we all keep under wraps?
See, yes, they will 100% eventually learn that information, mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be a tweet. It wouldn't be immediate. It would be a
slow leaking of
how are we handling this? How is Kevin handling it? Because Kind of Funny, you know, in this situation works very much like you work with your friends where before you can laugh about it, there's an is everybody okay thing. You know, and then if like it's okay, then it would be Laugh City. But then it would also be a, all right, you shit your pants here, Kevin. You shit the floor. As
what are we doing with this
doo-doo video? Yeah. What like how comfortable are you, and what do we do with that information? And you know, it'd be that thing where he's like, maybe he'd be like, let's not talk about it, and then we'd be on podcast and we do that thing we do where like somebody we know it and it trips the emergency alarm, but it's like oh, it's like that one you know, never mind. And then there'd be that awkward silence in the chat and the trolls be like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
And it would 100% be Nick. It would be Nick that would do that.
It'd be like Nick like misquoting when the shit hits the fan. He's like, oh yeah, man, when shit hits the floor. And then you see Andy giggle from across the video call. Everyone's like, go silent. It's like, okay, let's move on.
Kev can go caca.
Oh man.
But eventually, yeah, the whole story would come out. It would come out and it would be a funny thing for everybody. But it wouldn't be done in a way to hurt Kevin, you know?
You know what, Blessing? You were
maybe
right.
We present it as a hypothetical on a podcast where we're watching another video of somebody shitting their pants, you know?
Blessing, you were right. You were right to insult Cozy Bear's question. Because
thank you.
This question was very good of like, what would you do if your friend shit his pants? What is like, what are the next steps?
And I what's think the protocol?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I thought we had a pretty good conversation about places we liked to eat and
me too.
You know. It was a nice time not getting interrupted by, you know, a so-called friend sharing a video about shit.
Just really quick, I can see why Nick loves doing that because I immediately sent it and then my next eyes turned to Andy and I'm just like, when will he open this? And the moment he smiles.
You can tell.
Smiles, it was so much joy. And it's the best.
And Nick does that to me all the time too. During a podcast, he'll just like ask me some total like non sequitur thing that isn't even going to be content, but he just wants to see how he's always doing the show within a show, like for himself, a private show for himself. And then of course I see this video pop up saying, you see this man due to his pants.
I've been around Nick for too long. Yo.
Yeah, you truly have. You truly have.
I guess my follow-up question is, if it happened to you, like if you're mm-hmm. the one that due to the floor in the situation,
yeah,
how long does it take for you to go, all right, the world can know. Like, I can allow this information to get out in the public without me possibly quitting this job. Because, like, the day of, I'm like, nobody's hearing about this.
Nobody?
And, like, I'm like, if this gets out, I'm not working here anymore. I'm calling Funhouse. Be like, please hire me, despite the shit accusations. Maybe, like, a couple months later, I might be fine with it. A year later, I think I'm recovered.
I mean, put it up on Twitter ASAP if it happens to me. Let's just get this out, rip the Band-Aid off, and let's get it over with, you know?
Wow. Yeah, I would say, for me, I would hold this for the next podcast.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't want to just a tweet, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want it to benefit the company, the fact that I shit in front of all of you.
You got an embargo on your...
that would be the thing. I was like, you guys can start teasing it now, but the story will be told on the Kind of Funny podcast. You know, we'd have a rolling preview embargo of the shit, but that'd be about it. But I'm different, you know. I've talked about shit in my pants a bunch of times on these podcasts.
It's true. Whenever you get Andy, cold, you almost do it.
Oh, dude. I want, you know, it was a gamble last night. Great. We got close last night.
Oh, no.
It was one of those, like, let's stop and stand still and figure out what do we have to do here.
Oh, he's doing the DK Metcalf out of the football field.
Also,
right
just
now,
to bring it back really quick.
There's no cart to get me out of here.
Just to bring it back really quick, just to sell you on the view from this diner that doesn't exist anymore. Look at that. Look at that fucking beautiful view.
Now, it's one of those reasons, view. Like, you like people like the Cliff House before it got closed down by the pandemic, too, right? Cliff House, mediocre food.
Way overpriced and shit.
Amazing view, though.
Yeah.
Are you telling me, Barrett, nothing took its spot, though? Like, I was asking you, another restaurant didn't come in there and take that spot over?
It's just empty.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. People just doing all over.
You want to start something? You want to open something down there, Mike?
I was going to say, what kind of ideas could we get for a restaurant? Should we do milkshakes? Could we do milkshakes by the beach? I'm thinking something easy. We don't want to do something too difficult, you know? Something easy.
It's a big space for just milkshakes, though.
Donut holes?
Donut holes, no milkshakes. Donuts. That could work.
Yeah. Okay.
No donuts.
Okay.
Just
donut holes.
Yeah, nobody's got time for the full donut. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. That makes sense. Top of the muffin to you.
What a good one. Okay, well, think about that space.
Shouldn't have eaten Chipotle for lunch.
You gonna shit your pants?
No.
First time I ever had Chipotle, I shit my pants. Yeah.
Huh. I just meant more from the full factor. I'm burping a lot.
Wait, that was a bold choice to go Chipotle and then go to House of Prime Rib, where they're going to ask you to eat a boogie board size of meat.
And there's the thing, like, I ate, like, maybe half of it. It just feel it's so filling and sodium-y.
The
sodium-y.
One thing I would, if you want to talk about self-control that I don't have, but I wish I had, and this is one of those sad things where I think I'd make a great Green Lantern, but I know I wouldn't be the one to guard the planet or the sector because I don't have the most willpower. It would be that I wish when I got a burrito, I cut it in half and threw half of it away. Or put it in the fridge or whatever, but just clear it out, just not even make an option. Because inevitably what happens is I eat that first half of the burrito, I'm like, man, I should stop. And I consider it, and then it's like, well, just one more bite. And then I'm like, well, now it's uneven, another bite. And I'm like, well, now really, is it enough to save? And then I eat the whole fucking burrito. Because then the butt's the best part, that bottom burrito butt where all the oil and everything else is gone.
Oh, it's like the jumpstick popsicle. Ice cream.
Yeah, with like the little corn.
I got so much self-control. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember the last time I ate a full burrito in one sitting. There's always one half that's getting 3 days ago. Leftovers.
I went out to eat with Blessing. He got a 4-pack of spring rolls and he ate one. And then he just stared at the other three for an
that's
hour.
That's crazy
to me. I did.
What
also
are you
have,
doing?
There was also, what was it? The steam bun. I had a steam bun also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Half of a steam bun.
where was my invite that night, Mike?
I don't know. Blessing told me to meet him at a spot, so I met him at a spot and drove all the way out there.
I don't think it was me. I'm pretty sure that it was Kevin. It was 11:30. I think Kevin was the plan. I got a text from Kevin randomly at like 9 p.m. and he was like, "Yo," and I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Me, Mike, and Joey are gonna go out to eat." Wow. And then he's like, "Do you want me to pick you up?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then he gets here and he's like, "Mike's not here, by the way." He started a game of Valorant.
By the way, Mike and Joey aren't here. It's just you and me. Do you see this video? This guy shit in his pants.
Now, it's funny because Andy brings up Chipotle. I had an In-N-Out burger, french fries, 2 donuts from Krispy Kreme, a chocolate milk, and a soda all for lunch today. So, like, I'm going into House of Prime Rib ready to eat big still. Like, I'm doing that. I can punish that. I'll eat more than Andy tonight. I can put a bet. I'll put a pizza bet on
it. Well, you already said
you're
eating 6 servings of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't think they
put a pizza bet on it. Yeah.
What are these sounds outside? You're going in there with the Like, you're going in there with a goal, and that's to just fuck this whole restroom or restaurant up and restroom, I guess.
And the restroom. One goes hand in hand with the other.
Like, you've already said that you're going to destroy 7 plates of mashed potatoes. I would never try to pizza bet you and compete. You
I
know?
Can't imagine. We're not letting him order that much mashed potatoes, right?
I want to.
Gary
I want
Witta
to
just, allow it.
I like, if the waiter comes around,
sit there with a straight face and watch this man say, I'd like this, yo, homie, I'd like the King George cut, and then I want 6 servings of mashed potatoes, even though those are served family style. Please bring 6 giant fucking things of mashed potatoes.
You should have heard him the other night playing some little kids in NBA 2K. He's like, yo, you gotta quit fucking us up, man. What's your name? Oh, you're in California? Yo, what's the build? Let me know the build.
I have fallen in love with general chat and general voice chat in the video games now. I've had so much fun. Now I'm making friends. Lifelong bonds with children everywhere.
Oh, that's not a...
Oh, man.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. 4, sometimes 5 best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to celebrate their lives and the prime ribs they eat. If you like that, of course, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get each and every episode ad-free. You can watch it live like the Hagglers did. And of course, you can get a bevy of bonus content all on patreon.com/kindoffunny like the new Greg Wave Logs daily content. The first one's already up. Hooray! Of course, if you have no bucks to toss away, it's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Of course, you wouldn't get it ad-free. You wouldn't get to watch it live. You wouldn't see any of that bonus content we're putting up on Patreon, but you'd still have quite the good time. Remember, writing into the show is free now, kindoffunny.com/KF podcast. Remember, we have an Epic Creator Code. What are you laughing at? What are you saying?
Nothing.
Epic Creator Code, Kind of Funny. And when you're buying anything on the Epic Store, when you're downloading something free, when you're getting V-Bucks in Fortnite on any platform, you're playing Rumbleverse, whatever you're doing, you can use it on us, please. Epic Creator Code, Kind of Funny. Mike has to go find pants to wear to the House of Prime Rib. We have to get ready to launch the brand new studio on October 14th. That's a Friday. Remember, that means one more Kind of Funny podcast where we will have me, Nick, Tim, and Andy talking about work from home one last time before we shut it all down and roll into the brand new studio that you can't miss in a marathon stream, 10 a.m. Pacific, Friday the 14th. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.